Well, the first thing I want to ask, as a performer in Rock the Presidents, which is a musical show to teach children primarily about presidents, are you a history fan?
You know, not necessarily. Before the show, I really didn't know. You know, I didn't seek out history necessarily. But really, I've learned a lot through the show about the presidents and sort of their quirks and what certain people did in the office and what maybe certain people failed at in the office. It was very interesting.
What's an example of something that you've learned kind of like that?
Well, I mean, some of the minutiae is really interesting. For example, President Taft brought cows to the White House because he wanted them to produce his own milk, which is, you know, just kind of weird. John Quincy Adams liked to go skinny dipping in the river right next to the White House, which was, you know, hysterical. Just little things like that, you know, sort of fun facts that you'd never know. Plus, now I can actually recite all the presidents in order, which will be a fun party trick.
Now, when you're performing, I imagine, you know, kids are kind of being kids, and as you're singing, they're like yelling questions at you or something. Mm-hmm. Is there ever a time where they ask you something and you just have no idea what the answer to the question is?
Well, you know, it's interesting. During the show, we encourage a lot of participation, just in terms of, you know, showing enthusiasm and clapping and things like that. But we actually have, after the show, a dedicated Q&A time where we first ask some questions of the students and then allow them to ask questions to us. And so far, I mean, we've had some really, really good questions, both about sort of the technical aspects of putting on the show, which is always fun, as well as about the presidents. Nothing that's really thrown us for a loop, I don't think. Sort of sometimes the hardest questions to field can be a little bit about, oh, who are you voting for or whatnot, which, you know, is sort of a private thing. So that's sort of what we say is, you know, it's you go into a secret room and you cast the ballot on your own without anyone else around, and we would like to keep that secret as well.
Is performing this show harder in an election year?
You know, I actually think it's a little easier in that the students are sort of more aware of what's going on. If we're performing to students all the way from, you know, very young, I'd say first graders, all the way through maybe eighth grade. So there's sort of differing levels of awareness, obviously. And as you get a little older and you've had more time to learn about the U.S. government and how we elect people and whatnot, you know, seventh, eighth graders sort of have a much better idea. So, you know, going into schools on a not election year with them would be probably fine. But with the younger students, they might not necessarily know or be aware just because they haven't had the time to learn about it. And so going in during an election year means that they're sort of already aware of what's going on. They are on the same page. And I think in that way, sort of more willing to jump in with us and learn about all the presidents who've come before.
So obviously one of the goals of this show is to teach children about the presidents. And I want to know if you think that song is like a really effective way to do that.
Sure. Well, you know, part of the challenge is that, you know, we only have about an hour. The show's about 55 minutes long. So there's only so much that you can, only so much information you can pack into that time. So we do kind of have to, the writers kind of have to pick and choose exactly, you know, what we're going to highlight, which presidents we're really going to talk about the most. And I think that song is a very effective way to do it because, for me at least, it's much easier to remember a song. I don't know if you've found the same thing, but if you're ever trying to memorize something, for me, if I can just even make up a song off the cuff, it stays in my mind much, much easier than if I'm just sort of staring at the paper trying to repeat whatever it is. And so in that way, you know, the tunes really are very catchy. All through the rehearsal process, I've caught myself humming the songs and singing them under my breath, sort of, you know, grocery shopping and whatnot. So, you know, hopefully the students will find the same thing and maybe be humming it themselves after school or in the next couple of days, and that way, you know, it'll stick with them. And pretty much every president is mentioned at least twice in the show, whether it be in a song or in the dialogue or, you know, whatever.
How big of a change is it in a role like this compared to, like, maybe, like, acting in a drama or something?
How do I say this? It's in every show that you go into, I think you're trying to sort of find this through line, right? So sort of what's the message of the character? What's this journey that we want to take on? And in a show like this, which is really presented as a concert, you know, it's called Rock the Presidents. It's sort of a rock concert where we're singing about the presidents. The through line becomes sort of less about the individual character and more about this theme of, you know, all of these presidents – just in no matter what their policies are, no matter if you agreed with, you know, their stances on whatever issue, really made a lot of sacrifices and stepped up to give themselves to serve the United States. And so that's sort of, in, as opposed to a character arc, that's sort of the arc, I think, of this show is in showing the things that these men from as many different backgrounds as they came from and with as many different political views as they had, how they're the same in the way that they were able to lead the country.
I wonder if that finding that through line is a challenge, like, for you maybe or for, you know, educators who see it. Because obviously, you know, adults have way more awareness of the history of what these presidents did.
Oh, absolutely. Well, and I think it's kind of fun too. You know, the show is made for students, but there's a lot of moments that I think the adults really appreciate as well. There's a song called "Who in the World is Millard Fillmore" that always gets a really good laugh from the adults in the audience because it talks about these presidents. You know, we've had 44 presidents, and I mean, frankly, before this show, I certainly don't think I could have named more than maybe 15 on a good day. And it sort of talks about these presidents who history kind of glazes over and who you wouldn't necessarily be able to pull their name out of thin air. So in that way, too, I think it reminds us that there's still a lot that we all can learn and there's still a lot that we all can go back to and refresh ourselves about with these presidents.
Matt Mazgowitz, he is in the cast of Rock the Presidents. It's being performed at the Wheeler Opera House this week. Thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Awesome. Yeah, of course. Thank you.